29. Roland holstered his gun, laid both hands on the valve wheel, and tried to turn it. It wouldn't budge. That didn't much surprise him, but it presented serious problems. Oi stood by his left boot, looking up anxiously, waiting for Roland to open the door so they could continue the journey to Jake. The gunslinger only wished it was that easy. It wouldn't do to simply stand out here and wait for someone to leave. It might be hours or even days before one of the Greys decided to use this particular exit again. Gasher and his friends might take it into their heads to flay Jake alive while the gunslinger was waiting for it to happen. He leaned his head against the steel but heard nothing. That didn't surprise him either. He had seen doors like this a long time ago. You couldn't shoot out the locks, and you certainly couldn't hear through them. There might be one, there might be two, facing each other, with some dead air space in between. Somewhere, though, there would be a button which would spin the wheel in the middle of the door and release the locks. If Jake could reach that button, all might still be well. Roland understood that he was not a full member of this quartet. He guessed that even Oi was more fully aware than he of the secret life which existed at its heart. He very much doubted that the bumbler had tracked Jake with his nose alone through those tunnels where water ran in polluted streamlets. Nevertheless, he had been able to help Jake when the boy had been trying to cross from his world to this one. He had been able to see. And when Jake had been trying to regain the key he had dropped, he had been able to send a message. He had to be very careful about sending messages this time. At best, the Greys would realize something was up. At worst, Jake might misinterpret what Roland tried to tell him and do something foolish. But if he could see... Roland closed his eyes and bent all his concentration toward Jake. He thought of the boy's eyes and sent his ka out to find them. At first there was nothing, but at last an image began to form. It was a face framed by long gray-blonde hair. Green eyes gleamed in deep sockets like fire dims in a cave. Roland quickly understood that this was the TikTok man and that he was a descendant of the man who had died in the air carriage. Interesting, but of no practical value in this situation. He tried to look beyond the TikTok man to see the rest of the room in which Jake was being held and the people in it. "Jake," Oi whispered, as if reminding Roland that this was neither the time nor the place to take a nap. "Shh," the gunslinger said, not opening his eyes. But it was no good. He caught only blurs, probably because Jake's concentration was focused so tightly on the TikTok man. Everyone and everything else was little more than a series of gray-shrouded shapes on the edges of Jake's perception. Roland opened his eyes again and pounded his left fist lightly into the open palm of his right hand. He had an idea that he could push harder and see more, but that might make the boy aware of his presence. That would be dangerous. Gasher might smell a rat, and if he didn't, the TikTok man would. He looked up at the narrow ventilator grills, then down at Oi. He had wondered several times just how smart he was. Now it looked as though he was going to find out. Roland reached up with his good left hand, slipped his fingers between the horizontal slats of the ventilator grill closest to the hatchway through which Jake had been taken, and pulled. The grill popped out in a shower of rust and dried moss. The hole behind it was far too small for a man, but not for a billy bumbler. He put the grill down, picked Oi up, and spoke softly into his ear. "Go. See. Come back. Do you understand? Don't let them see you. Just go and see and come back." Oi gazed up into his face, saying nothing, not even Jake's name. Roland had no idea if he had understood or not, but wasting time in ponderation would not help matters. He placed Oi in the ventilator shaft. The bumbler sniffed at the crumbles of dried moss, sneezed delicately, then only crouched there with the draft rippling through his long, silky fur, looking doubtfully at Roland with his strange eyes. "Go and see and come back," Roland repeated in a whisper. And Oi disappeared into the shadows, walking silently, claws retracted on the pads of his paws. Roland drew his gun again and did the hardest thing. He waited.